You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again. You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4th of July sale and get 30% off paints and stains June 27th through July 7th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
What if every decision, challenge, and moment of joy were navigated with God as our steadfast guide and closest confidant? Such a life would unfold as a series of divine interactions, each moment marked by His wisdom and compassion. In this close relationship with the Almighty, our lives will resonate with the harmony of His perfect plan, turning even the simplest moments into reflections of His profound love and purpose, plus so much more. Today, we will explore this transformative journey, showing how prioritizing God reshapes our lives. I am also going to pray a powerful prayer with you in the mighty name of Jesus. So watch until the end, and open your hearts to receive the blessings of this prayer. My friends, Matthew 6, verse 33, provides a clear and promising directive. It says, "But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you." This scripture is not merely advice, it's a divine promise that prioritizing God ensures our needs are met. Let's consider seven essential truths about the transformative power of making God our top priority. Number one, the anchor of our souls. Let us reflect on Abraham's story in Genesis 22, verses 1 to 12. God's test of Abraham's faith, asking him to sacrifice Isaac, teaches us about the depth of trust. Abraham's readiness to put God first, even over his son, shows us the essence of true faith. How many of us would have been able to do what Abraham did? My friends, when we reach a level of faith like that of Abraham, where we can put God first no matter what, we can anticipate receiving from God in a manner similar to how He blessed Abraham. Just as Abraham's unwavering trust and obedience brought forth remarkable blessings and promises from God, so too can our deepened faith open the doors to His extraordinary provisions and guidance in our lives. Prioritizing God teaches us to trust Him wholly, especially when it's challenging. This trust becomes our anchor, offering stability amidst life's uncertainties. Choosing to trust God daily means aligning our will with His. It's about starting each day with a commitment to follow His guidance. This alignment transforms our decision-making as we start to seek God's plan in all aspects of our lives. Colossians 3, verse 2 encourages us to focus on the eternal. Set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth. This heavenly perspective reshapes our understanding, prompting us to value eternal significance over fleeting pleasures. Acknowledging that all we have is from God, we are called to use our resources for His glory. Joseph's journey from Genesis 37 to 50 beautifully illustrates this. Despite his trials, Joseph's steadfast faith in God elevated him from a prisoner to a ruler. His life demonstrates that honoring God in all circumstances can turn trials into triumphs. Number 2. The foundation of our decisions. Joshua's experience at Jericho, as detailed in Joshua 6, verses 1 to 27, exemplifies the importance of grounding our decisions in God. Following God's unique command to march around Jericho led to an unlikely victory. This story shows that obedience to God's guidance, even when unconventional, brings success. In making decisions, turning to God for guidance is crucial. Proverbs 3, verses 5 to 6, advises us, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your paths." Every decision should begin with seeking God's direction. This dedication to following His will molds us to reflect Christ's character and actions. Choosing based on God's principles may require us to decline things that contradict His teachings.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
Involves establishing boundaries that honor him. Daniel's unwavering faith, showcased in Daniel 6 verses 10 to 22, is a powerful testament to this. Despite facing danger, Daniel remained committed to God, displaying his dedication to putting God first. God's protection of Daniel assures us that when we honor him in our choices, he remains faithful to us. Let's commit to making God the anchor of our souls and the foundation of our decisions. By doing so, we invite God's endless grace, guidance, and love into our lives. Let's journey together with open hearts, embracing God's guiding hand in every aspect of our lives. Number 3, the path of true fulfillment. In our pursuit of fulfillment, the story of King Solomon in 1 Kings 3 verses 5 to 14 offers profound insight. God appeared to Solomon in a dream, offering him anything he desired. Solomon's choice was wisdom to lead God's people, not wealth or power. This decision pleased God, who blessed him abundantly. This teaches us that when we prioritize godly wisdom and service to others, God blesses us beyond our expectations. True fulfillment comes not from chasing after worldly desires, but from seeking God's wisdom and living in service to Him and others. Choosing to walk in God's wisdom transforms our understanding of success and happiness. It shifts our goals from self-centered achievements to God-centered living. As we embrace this path, our lives become testimonies of God's grace, impacting those around us positively. Psalm 37, verse 4, encourages us. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. When our delight and satisfaction are found in God, he aligns our desires with his perfect will, leading us to true joy and contentment. Living a life that puts God first means consistently seeking his presence and guidance. It's about making time for him in our busy lives through prayer, worship, and reading his word. This constant connection with God nourishes our souls and guides our actions. The story of Mary and Martha in Luke 10, verses 38 to 42, illustrates this beautifully. Mary chose to sit at the feet of Jesus, listening to his teaching, while Martha was distracted with much serving. Jesus affirmed Mary's choice, showing the importance of prioritizing our relationship with God over all else. Number 4. The source of our strength. In times of weakness or challenge, putting God first becomes our source of strength. The story of Paul and Silas in Acts 16, verses 16 to 40, is a powerful example. Imprisoned and facing dire circumstances, they chose to pray and sing praises to God. Their faith and prioritization of God, even in adversity, led to a miraculous deliverance. This story reminds us that when we focus on God, regardless of our situation, he empowers us and can turn our trials into triumphs. Relying on God as our strength means acknowledging our limitations and trusting in his power. It's about understanding that our abilities are enhanced by his divine intervention. In 2 Corinthians 12, verse 9, Paul shares God's words, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness." When we are weak and yet put God first, his strength is magnified in our lives, enabling us to overcome challenges that seem insurmountable. Our strength in God is not just for personal triumph, but for service to others. When we are strong in the Lord, we become instruments of his peace, love, and hope to those around us. Our lives become channels through which God's power flows to impact the world. The story of Esther, who risked her life to save her people, as narrated in the book of Esther, exemplifies this. Her courage, underpinned by faith and prayer, showcases how God equips those who put him first to bring about significant change. Number 5. The joy of surrender. The joy of surrendering to God is beautifully illustrated in the life of Jesus himself. In the Garden of Gethsemane, as described in Matthew 26, verses 36 to 46, Jesus faced the ultimate test of submission. He prayed, "Not as I will, but as you will." Jesus' surrender to God's plan, despite the immense cost, demonstrates the profound peace and purpose found in total submission to God. Surrendering to God doesn't mean giving up our desires or ambitions. It's about aligning them with God's purpose. It's the recognition that our greatest joy and fulfillment come from following his will, not ours. John 15, verse 11, captures this truth. "These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may remain in you, and that your joy may be full." Jesus promises that in him we find complete joy, a joy that comes from living in harmony with God's will. Embracing surrender involves daily decisions to follow God's leading, trusting that his plans are for our good. It means letting go of our need for control and allowing God to lead us. The story of Ruth is a powerful example of this. Her decision to leave her homeland and follow Naomi was an act of surrender to God's plan, leading to her becoming part of Jesus' lineage. Ruth's story shows that when we surrender our plans to God, He can use our lives in ways we never imagined. Number 6, the peace of godly priorities. Embracing godly priorities brings a peace that surpasses all understanding, as promised in Philippians 4, verse 7. Consider the story of Jehoshaphat in 2 Chronicles 20, verses 1 to 30, faced with overwhelming adversity. Jehoshaphat sought God's guidance and proclaimed a fast for all Judah. His reliance on God's direction, even in the face of imminent danger, led to a miraculous victory. This story teaches us that when we align our priorities with God, placing Him first, He grants us peace amidst chaos and clarity in times of uncertainty. Prioritizing God in our lives means making conscious choices daily that reflect His presence in our lives. It's about choosing kindness, patience, and love, guided by the fruits of the Spirit, as described in Galatians 5, verses 22 to 23. These choices not only bring peace to our own hearts, but also extend it to those around us, creating ripples of godly love and tranquility in our communities. In a world that often prioritizes material gain and personal success, choosing God's way might seem unconventional or against the norm. Yet, the serenity and assurance we gain from this choice are unmatched. There is a peace that comes from choosing what is truly important, our relationship with God. And number 7, the blessing of wholehearted obedience. Wholehearted obedience to God unlocks blessings beyond our comprehension. In 1 Samuel 15, verse 22, Samuel reminds us, "To obey is better than sacrifice." This principle is vividly illustrated in the story of Noah, as detailed in Genesis 6-9. Noah's obedience in building the ark, despite the criticism of those around him, not only saved his family, but also preserved humanity and animal life. His obedience brought about God's promise and covenant, marked by the rainbow, a symbol of God's faithfulness and mercy. Obedience to God often requires stepping out in faith, doing what may seem illogical or challenging. It involves listening to God's voice and following His commands, even when they go against societal norms or our understanding. Such obedience is a testament to our trust in God's wisdom and His perfect plan for our lives. The blessings of obedience are not always immediate or tangible, but they are assured. They come in various forms: peace of mind, spiritual growth, and sometimes material provision and protection. The story of the Israelites' obedience in marching around Jericho for 7 days, leading to the miraculous fall of its walls, as recounted in Joshua 6, serves as a powerful reminder of how God honors obedience with His mighty acts. Wholehearted obedience also involves a willingness to let go of our plans and accept God's will. It's about saying what Jesus said, "Not my will, but yours be done." When we surrender our will to God, He guides us to paths of righteousness, blessing us in ways we couldn't have imagined. My dear friends, as we embrace these principles of putting God first, let us walk in the assurance of His love and guidance. Let our lives be a testament to the peace, strength, joy, and blessings that come from a life dedicated to God. In every step, in every decision, Let's prioritize him, trusting in his unfailing love and perfect plan for us. Let's journey together, hand in hand, with God leading the way. Now, to all those within the sound of my voice, let us go to the Lord in prayer. I want you to pray this prayer with me, so that you can have all the blessings of this prayer. Let us pray to our gracious and loving God. Heavenly Father, Almighty and everlasting God, you are the creator of the heavens and the earth, the Alpha and Omega, the King of Kings. Your majesty is beyond all measure, and your love is boundless, surrounding us in warmth and grace beyond all human understanding. I exalt your holy name and acknowledge your sovereignty over all creation. Thank you, Lord, for your endless mercy and grace that sustain me and my loved ones. Thank you for the blessings you have bestowed upon my life, for the air I breathe, and for the beauty in your creation. I'm grateful for your unfailing love and the salvation you've provided through your Son, Jesus Christ. Lord, I humbly ask for forgiveness for my sins, both known and unknown. I repent for the times I have not put you first in my life, for moments of neglect and disobedience, and for all my shortcomings. I also release forgiveness to those who have wronged me. I let go of all bitterness, setting my heart free from the chains of resentment. In the mighty name of Jesus, I declare victory over every challenge and obstacle in my life. Deliver me from all evil and lead me away from temptation. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke every plan of the enemy to steal, kill, or destroy my joy, peace, or purpose. I bind the spirit of fear, anxiety, worry, or discouragement, and I claim your spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. I pray for your blessings, for provision, and for prosperity in every aspect of my life. Lord, I ask for your healing touch upon my body, mind, and spirit. Heal me from every illness, disease, pain, or emotional distress. In the mighty name of Jesus, I rebuke the chains of addiction, the shadows of past bad decisions, and every form of bondage that hinders my walk with you. Lord, break every shackle that holds me back and fill me with your liberating power to step forward into a life of freedom and purpose under your guidance. Protect me, Lord, and extend these same blessings and protection to my loved ones. Keep us under the shadow of your wings, safe from harm and surrounded by your peace. Lord, as I say this prayer together with everyone listening, I am grateful for every heart that is opening before you right now. We come in agreement, standing in unity as we pray for each other. Lord, guide our steps and help us to always put you first in our lives. Teach us, Lord, to prioritize your kingdom and righteousness in all that we do, so that our lives may be a living testament to your unending love and faithfulness. Let the peace of godly priorities reign in our hearts, and the joy of your presence be our strength. May our hearts be constantly tuned in to your voice, earnestly seeking your will in every decision and moment of our lives. We declare healing for our body and mind, declaring restoration and renewal in every cell, every system, and every organ in the mighty name of Jesus. By your stripes, we are healed. Let your healing power flow through us, mending what is broken and rejuvenating what has been weary. Lord, by faith, we touch the hem of your garment. For in touching you, we experience the miracle of healing and wholeness. We thank you for the protection you graciously provide, safeguarding us with your grace and mercy. Pour out your Holy Spirit upon us, and let your will be done in our lives, as it is in heaven. Merciful Father, help us to walk in obedience, experience your blessings, and embrace the teachings of your word. We are grateful, Lord, that you make all the good difference in our lives. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, now and forevermore. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering my prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray, Amen. If you were blessed by this message, type the word Amen in the comments section below. I declare that all the blessings of this prayer are now upon you, in the name of Jesus. You can help us to reach more persons and spread the gospel. You can do this by sharing the video with a friend or family member who you know needs the blessing of this prayer and by clicking the like button. Also remember to subscribe to our daily Jesus devotional channel for more videos that will bless your heart and uplift your spirit. We appreciate all those who support us. You're blessed to be a blessing. Now, for those who are listening and you want to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I urge you to receive God's grace with an open and repentant heart. Start where you are. Your past doesn't matter. Jesus came to seek and to save those that are lost. God loves you. It is not God's will that anyone should perish, but for all to come to repentance. Say this simple salvation prayer for yourself. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and I ask for your forgiveness. I believe you died for my sins and rose from the dead. I turn from my sins and invite you to come into my heart and life. I want to trust and follow you as my Lord and Savior. Lord Jesus, hear my prayer, I pray. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Amen. Now that you have prayed this prayer, you can ask a pastor to baptize you at a local church and make that decision public. Baptism is a symbol of that decision to follow Jesus. I then encourage you to have fellowship with other believers, to learn more about your new life, and to get to know more about God. Please feel free to leave your prayer request in the comment section so that we can present them before God for your blessings and victory. Also, we invite other believers on the YouTube platform and all over the world to join us and start praying for you right now. And we want you to know that even if you don't see a reply to your prayer request, it doesn't mean that you were not prayed for. Rest assured that we are actively lifting up each request to God that is in accordance with His will. We believe in the power of prayer to bring comfort, healing, and guidance in accordance with God's perfect plan. To God be all the glory. May the grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again. You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.